Will you kindly turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God, the justifier? Who is he that condemneth? Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we more than conquer through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I make no apology, my beloved brethren and sisters, because I have read to you the final words of the doctrinal section of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. How fittingly they answer the many conditions that are troubling the people of God in Ireland. And I know my good brethren will agree with me when I say that these words are the amplification of the wonderful facts we have been considering together in the great epistle of Paul to the Galatians. Brethren of a past day have rightly said that this is the finished picture of those things set before us in Galatians. Oftentimes, brethren have pointed out, chapter 4 is the Abraham chapter. Chapter 5 is the Adam chapter. Chapter 6 is the Isaac chapter. Chapter 7 is the Jacob chapter. The chapter from which I have taken this final reading of the afternoon conference is the Joseph chapter. The state of glorification we have reached
and the purposes of God, my brethren, we must recognize this, we are glorified. Will you kindly turn back with me to the book of Genesis, for just three references to close our conference this afternoon? Chapter 39. I want to draw your attention to the three great buts in the life of Joseph. Now you will all know that an and is a conjunction that indicates something additional. But always strikes a difference. Someone will say, is this a grammar conference? After all, the prepositions and genitive cases, and now the conjunctions, it seems we are at school this afternoon. Well, the brethren next year will see to it that when they send forth a circular, they'll have the heading, Lurgan Town Hall Grammar School. You can be sure of this, that you will have some language study tonight when you listen to your missionary brethren. Read with me, brethren, verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. What does that mean? At once we perceive the secret of this young man's victory over a fiery temptation. I am not going to take your minds over the elements that comprise the victory for Joseph. I want to emphasize this one thing. The Spirit of God draws our attention four times in this chapter to the presence of God. But in this third reference you have these words, but the Lord was with Joseph. Irrespective of the hatred of his brethren and the rejection by his brethren and the awful slanderous tongue of a wicked woman, the Lord was with Joseph. You say, what connection is this with Romans 8? Very simply this. I hope it will stimulate our faith. My brethren, we have commenced on the principle of faith, that truth we have learned in our readings. Now we move forward in the same principle. The answer to the question I have raised is simply this. If God be for us, who shall be against us? But God, Jehovah, was with Joseph. There's the but of divine preservation. I sincerely hope that the presence of God will be known in a greater way experimentally in the lives of the dear saints who have been attending these readings and meetings during the past days. Move next, please, to chapter 48. Chapter 48. Verse 21. And Israel said unto Joseph. Now we understand what that implies. The ministry that our good brethren have given us will help us to perceive the mind of the Spirit in that statement. Faith is now operative. And Israel. Let someone misunderstand my remarks. Let me say, the passage does not say, but Jacob. It says, and Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die. But God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your fathers. What is this? The but of prophecy. The old man is dying, but thanks be to God, the word is operative in his life, animating him to make this statement, this prophetic statement concerning the people and their future.
What does this mean? Good brethren,
irrespective of external appearances, we shall conquer. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us.
I hope we can arise to this, and particularly your good people in Ireland, confronted now with conditions not known for many years. The Lord grant that your faith be stimulated, and that you rest upon the promises of God, as did this dear man when he was leaving this sea. Now finally, the last chapter, the last chapter. Allow me to read verse 15, just to pick up a little of the connection. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us as all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before thee, he died, saying, so shall he say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did evil, did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy servants, of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept. The tears flow copiously in this dear man's life. When they spake unto him, and his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. The visions that God gave to him in his youth are fulfilled. Now look at verse 19. Focus your attention upon this, please. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am I in the place of God. But as for you, he thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring it to pass as it is this day. What is this? The but of God's purpose. This man is quite prepared to take all the suffering in order that others be blessed. He perceives that all the sorrow and tears of his own life but contribute to the eternal purpose of God. And what connection has this with Romans? And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. My brethren, you will see that these brethren of Joseph were afraid of coming changes. Are you? Are you resting upon the revealed will of God and the purpose made known in his word? It will save you from turning aside to the arm of the flesh to conserve what you may have regarded to be essential for you in this world. Don't forget, all things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I know that the theologians could sit down and discuss that question for a very long time. What does this verse mean? And we know that all things work together for good. I understand there was a conference of such theologians on one occasion, and they were discussing this very heavy section of Romans to which I am drawing your attention now. The conference broke up, and still they kept at it, like brethren usually.
but one cook who was serving peas said to her, to me the matter is simple. You all enjoy the hot biscuits that I serve you, and they are produced by flour, salt, shortening, fat. If I give you those ingredients separately, you would not enjoy them. But because I mix them all together, put them in the oven, out they come, and you all enjoy the good biscuits. All things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. The Lord sustain our faith. Brethren, things will not become easier. Let us face facts. Our testimony will be constantly assailed by the enemy. But don't forget, a steadfast faith in God will triumph. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us.